503 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On with us right now is Madison Brown with the Pet Resource Center of Kansas City. How you doing, Madison?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be with you guys today.
Hey, I am glad to talk to you. I know a little bit about Pet Resource Center, but tell us about some of the services you provide here in Kansas City.
Yeah, so we actually do a wide range of services. One of the main things that we hit on is, of course, spay and neuter. We also do vaccinations, dentals. We have an urgent care, and then we also have a mobile vaccination clinic as well.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. That's great. How many pets do you think you would say you serve on a daily basis?
So for spay and neuter, we can see anywhere from 50 to 70 pets. And then for vaccinations, we're going to see anywhere from 50 to 60, and then about 10 for our urgent care, and then another 5 to 7 for dentals. And then annually, we can see around 40,000 pets.
Wow, that is a lot of pets that y'all help out. Now, tell us why it's important that pets should be spayed and neutered.
So one of the main issues, or one of the main reasons we believe in spaying and neutering, is, of course, for their health. It's going to limit risk of cancer and stuff like that. And also, it's better for our community. It's going to help reduce that pet overpopulation and help reduce that strain on our shelters that are really overcrowded with pets right now.
Now, tell us about some of the long-term goals that y'all have that you want to achieve, Madison, as we move forward here in 2024 and beyond.
Absolutely. So as a lot of you guys know, and right now in our community, we're really seeing a pet overpopulation crisis right now. One of the main goals that we hope to see in the future is that by offering spay and neuter at an affordable rate, that we're going to start to see that pet overpopulation number decrease. We're going to start seeing those pets stay in those homes, and hopefully our shelters will not be so overwhelmed. And also a long-term goal for us is that we're hoping to expand our urgent care. Right now, we're limiting it to 10 patients a day, but we'd really like to help out more.
So how can we make that happen then, Madison? Tell us how people can get involved with the Pet Resource Center.
So one of the main things that's really going to make a difference to us is, of course, those monetary donations. When you make a donation to the Pet Resource Center, you are literally paying it forward to another pet in need. Your donation is going towards vaccinations, a spay neuter surgery, or even an urgent care surgery. It's really going right to those pets that really need it.
Oh, that's good. Good. Madison, tell everybody where you're located at and if they want to get more information and how they can help out with the Pet Resource Center of Kansas City.
So we are located in Kansas City, Mo, and we're located right on the edge of Troost and 59th Street.
Yes.
At 1116 East 59th Street, Kansas City, Mo. And you can go to our website, prckc.org, for more information.
Please go ahead and do that today. I appreciate, Madison, what y'all doing over there. Keep up the good work and enjoy the rest of this nice Monday.
Thank you so much.